Hi everyone, today I just want to share how I start my AI project. So before getting into any of the AI projects, so how I just get into the things. So every time we know that the process of artificial intelligence or the process of machine learning deals with business understanding, data cleaning. After data cleaning, we get into machine learning training or deep learning training, machine learning testing or deep learning testing, and evaluation as well as the deployment. But when I'm getting into my real-time projects, how I get started with any of the real-time projects in industry, whenever we are getting into a project, the first thing we look into is a business case. So what we are trying to solve. So by solving it, so what is the kind of impact I'm able to achieve? And based on this particular replacement of current process with a new AI process, so what is the kind of impact we are able to achieve in the future? So these are the things what we look in from a data science project or AI project. So after looking into the business case, the second element we look into is the ROI, the return on investment. What is the amount of impact? What is the amount of savings we are able to achieve by doing this particular process? So is it something we are able to achieve in a very large scale, or is it something very small amount of money we are saving it? So based on that, we choose that kind of problem statement. Even we try to fine tune the business case based on the ROI we are able to achieve. So the third thing we will be looking into it is, so what is the kind of, we are able to achieve 100% automation, or we are able to achieve a partial automation? So if it is 100% automation or a partial automation, what is the technology we are about to choose? Are we achieving this automation with the help of RPA, robotic process automation, using AI path or Blue Prism or automation anywhere? Or we are able to achieve this automation by writing some of the logical programming using some software development or etc. Or we are choosing a technology of AI and ML. So what we are trying to choose? So we need to pick up a new technology. So we need to know that kind of technique for this certain automation. And after looking into all the stages, so we get into the next process, which is nothing but I feel like complete end-to-end process, what we are doing in a company now. So for this process, I want to come up with a new future process with the help of machine learning or with the help of RPA, even if it is a automation and if it is something robust and it need to have a great security, we come up with blockchain, or we want some sort of a hardware kind of component, we get into IoT. So this is the various major components. So when we inside this process, if you are choosing machine learning as a technique, then again within machine learning or deep learning, again there comes a process of business understanding, data cleaning, training an algorithm, testing an algorithm, and evaluating an algorithm, and taking that model, whatever evaluated, serializing it and pushing it into the real time. So, or deploying it into the production environment. Again, within this cycle, for intermediate production, we may use AWS like cloud, SageMakers, or Azure platforms for intermediate deployment. And we try to score the results, and based on the scores, we try to come up with architectures. So this is how we choose any project. So every time any AI project need to come up with an ROI. So this is the entire flow what we perform in any of the artificial intelligence process. So when we speak about AI, it need to be something new. It can't be already existing or internet available. So, and even for with follow to this, there are various things like you are learning a program, you are doing a certification. Yes, it's absolutely good thing. So, but don't choose a program based on the validity of a certificate, but they need to be a proven portfolio. So when you build a portfolio on AI or on data science, so it builds a great impact when you're getting into the market. So in this COVID season, than a certificate, I feel portfolio makes a great change in order to get into a real-time environment. Thank you so much.